Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. This is our preview episode for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. My name is Max. I am here with my fantastic co-hosts, Alex and Bart.
Hi, everyone. Let's go.
Another year down. So exciting.
And we will be headed to Copenhagen shortly. But first, we have to give our hot takes on what we think is going to happen this year in Malmö. So we're going to start off with giving our semifinal predictions, talk about what we think is going to happen in this year's grand final, who we think the winner is going to be, and then finally reveal the results of our star-spangled jury. So let's get into it, guys. Semifinal one, the running order for semifinal one is Cyprus, Serbia, Lithuania, Ireland, Ukraine, Poland, Croatia, Iceland, Slovenia, Finland, Moldova, Azerbaijan, Australia, Portugal, and closing out to the first semifinal is Luxembourg. All right, guys, who do we think is going to qualify? Who are our definite qualifiers?
Well, so before we get into that, can I just say, hell yeah, for starting off Eurovision with Cyprus. Like, that's going to be such a party. Like, I'm so excited for it. I want to, I guess, maybe talk about the ones that I think are not going to qualify, and then we can have some discussions, and then I'll weigh in on who I think will qualify. I don't think that Portugal and Luxembourg are going to. I just think that this is like a pretty heavy final with a lot going on. Iceland is not, especially coming after baby Lasagna. Like, I'm sorry. Like, she stands no chance. Veronica, I don't know whether or not Slovenia is going to be doing like the slow version or like the amped up version, but I have a hard time thinking that it's going to be remembered once Finland enters with Window 95 Man. Other than that, I think like the things that are really going to stick out for people are going to be Cyprus is going to be like exciting. It's going to be new. Like Ireland's going to be exciting. Ukraine's going to have a good chance after Ireland just because it's very different, but still, like, really intense. Baby Lasagna, definitely. No rules. Everyone's going to love that party. And then I haven't seen Australia's staging, so TBD. But if it's anything like the music video, it's, like, a little creepy. So I don't know. It's just, like, that wasn't for me. Staging will be everything for that song.
Staging will be everything for all of these songs, honestly, because at least, so we're recording this on Wednesday. We've only had like the official like rehearsal footage from some, like the video rehearsal footage from some of them, but we did see Cyprus and it is a little messy. So I'm very curious to see if that actually translates, but in theory, it is a good song to start off the semifinal and I think could be potentially memorable. Serbia, I think, will either really stand out against that or, because it's in the second spot, really just suffer. So I'm worried for Serbia. I think the rest of the first half is like really strong. So I'm curious if any of them are going to fall through the cracks. Probably Poland, of all of them, and Iceland, obviously, will probably not make it through. I think the second half, yeah, it's hard. Like, it's funny because I think the stereotype is that most, like, the second half is more advantageous for people to qualify. But, yeah, I think Slovenia is in danger. Moldova's more or less dead on arrival. I have a hard time seeing Azerbaijan qualifying, especially if it's following Moldova. Portugal, I think, could actually pull through, which I think is interesting. I'm really worried for Australia, and I'll actually, that's the one country here that if they don't qualify, I'll actually be extremely disappointed. That's the one like borderline qualifier that I think would be, I would be disappointed if they didn't make it. Luxembourg, I think closing out the show and like the novelty factor of them participating for the first time in 30 years, assuming they kind of like have that narrative within the semifinal being like, welcome Luxembourg, who's back after 30 years, might actually influence the vote a little bit and get them off the line. But yeah, I'm also curious to see, because this is the first year they're actually going to have the automatic qualifiers actually perform throughout the semifinals. So I think UK is going after Ireland, Germany is going after Iceland, and Sweden is going after Moldova. So if that actually, you know, affects how people remember the songs that come before or after them. That'll be interesting to see for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little sad because I would love Moldova to get through, and just based on their staging, they're definitely not, because I don't think they sound their best this year. I really am hoping that Australia pulls through. I think they're my one. I agree with you, Max, that like I feel like does deserve to go through. I feel kind of good about it. This semifinal like really falls apart in the second half, I really have to say. I do feel like Luxembourg is going to make it only because they're last, and like whenever something is last, it gets like a at least 20% bonus in televote, and it's all televote. Again, like they're not doing jury votes in the semifinals. It's all going to be televote, so I think that that will have a big impact. My guess for who was going to like be a shock non-qualifier was going to be Ireland, but now after seeing the like photos and the rehearsal footage, it looks like Bambi Thug is really killing it, so I think that they're going to go through. I would agree. I think that only, I feel like only one of Serbia and Portugal will go through, because they both kind of have that like sad ballady sound. I think, again, just based on running order, I would give the edge to Portugal. Well, based on televote, Serbia has a lot of Balkan countries with them, so like that might come into play. But otherwise, I think I would say likely Portugal would have the edge again, running order wise. And I do also think that Poland isn't sending its best per normal. But again, they're getting Ireland and the UK and some good expat countries in their televoting pool. So we'll see if that can pull it through for them. But yeah, I don't know. I felt really excited about it. And then now looking at them, I'm like, can we use some of these spots for like the other side?
I think I saw a good tweet somewhere that was like, any of the qualifier, any of the songs from semi two would have at least a 40% chance of qualifying from semi one. So yeah, I think it's heavily weighted towards semi two is really kind of like the semi of death almost.
Can I just add real quick though, like, I don't know if anyone really gives a shit that Luxembourg is back or not. So like, I don't think the novelty of that is necessarily gonna affect the televote. It might have affected the jury just because they're like excited, but I don't think the public is like, oh, cool, like I'm going to vote for this. It may get like a 20% jump, but I just don't think that it, if you look at all the options, especially with the listing, that like maybe it'll get a 20% from nothing, but I don't necessarily think that it's going to qualify. Like, it's not super interesting. Maybe if they change the staging up and it has like fireworks or some shit, but like other than that, I just don't see that happening. And then also I think that Azerbaijan actually has a fairly decent chance, because I think that given what you're seeing in this this semifinal, I think that it's a song that is going to be something that's friendly to the older generations, and they're going to really appreciate it, and like just kind of like the simplicity, I guess, of it as well, and like the beauty of like the voices. You might get that with Portugal, but I think that Azerbaijan is just showing a little bit more and being a little bit different. And also, I mean, we are stacked with women this year. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, oh, look at these nice Azerbaijani men who are pulling it off. Yeah,
I think actually that's kind of an interesting factor, that I think people will be like, ooh, male vocal, right? Because we have so few this year, and a lot of them are in the big five. So yeah, that's fascinating too. All right, so that's semi one. Let us move on to semifinal number two. So semifinal number two is starting off with Malta, Albania, Greece, Switzerland, Czechia, Austria, Denmark, Armenia, Latvia, San Marino, Georgia, Belgium, Estonia, Israel, Norway, and closing out is the Netherlands. And so France will be performed after Czechia, Spain will be performed after Latvia, and Italy will be performing after Estonia.
Okay, so I am taking a massive risk here, okay? And I'm acknowledging this with my points. And this is a Czechia, okay? Yes, the live versions I have seen have not been great. I am really hoping that they clean up their act because I love that song so much. And I'm going to be so upset if they prove me wrong. But, like, I am fucking holding on to, like, a sewing string right now of hope that it'll be a really good performance in the semifinals. So please, dear fucking God, Aiko, like, get it together. Like, I've seen versions of her, like, sing it live where it works well, but then every time it's in front of a Eurovision audience, she fucking forgets how to sing. And it's really frustrating me. This is the first time I think I've seen a video. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. I saw the live and I'm like, I'm just going to pretend like that doesn't exist. But out of the ones in this round that I think are going to do well, I think that Greece is positioned really well. It's really going to launch this this semi. Switzerland, too. I think that those are two interesting, like, Gen Z takes, actually. Like, one is like, hey, like, I'm a girl, I want to have fun. The other one is like, hey, I'm a non-binary person trying to find my place, or I have found my place in this world. Then Pedestal, oh my God, I really hope. Then Austria's AI, not sure Kayleen is actually a real person. Denmark is not going to make it through, but, like, I love them. I really hope they do, but I just feel like they won't. I like Estonia. I'm really interested to see how the audience is going to react to Belgium. Because of that ending piece of it, that's really, like, exciting. But then you still have, like, the first piece that's boring. But we all know that they're going to take the catchy piece for the soundbite. So I'm interested to see how the audience is going to kind of react to that. And if it's going to get points. Norway coming after Israel, I think, is going to give people that up and up. And then ending it on Europapa is going to be such a freaking party. It's going to be such a party. Everyone's going to be jumping around.
Alex, I really applaud you for, like, loving being wrong so much because Czechia is just, like, going to be left in the fucking dust between Switzerland and Austria.
So true.
Oh, no. Kayleen is a real person and she fucking slays. Her dicks moved her wild.
Okay. All right. So, actually, our friend Sheree made a really good point. She's like, we will rave. Not at one point in that video does she rave. It's her and one other person. Well, where is the rave? Two people doth not a rave make. And, like, that just tells me you don't know what a rave is when you're given the opportunity to present it in the context of a video, whereas you're going to have a limit of how many people are allowed to be on the Eurovision stage, and it's definitely not going to look like a rave then.
Baby, you're just telling me that you haven't done your research and seen the rehearsal videos because it is giving full on rave. And Max can back me up.
Absolutely.
Actually, is it really?
Yes. Like, get fucked, bitch.
Wow, okay, but then can the AI sing?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I would say they went like, they took the notes that were like, you need to up the rave and, like, also up the backing vocal. And they took those notes and they've employed both of them very well.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the only difference really between, like, Czechia and Austria is, like, one of them is just, like, a fucking real person who's too excited to fucking be able to sing it right. And then AI. Like, come on, you can rave to Pedestal. I do, all the time.
Okay, well, we'll see who's right when the show happens. Whether Austria or Czechia goes through. I'm like, okay, I was going to give you one. I'm hoping that Denmark gets through, but I don't know if they will or not.
I mean, I feel like that she's going to that they're going to brush up her staging, for sure. And I think that the fact that it's Malmö, like, they don't even have to worry about, like, investing a lot of money and, like it's literally right there. Like, hopefully
it's the same stage.
We'll just, like, bring the stage over. Like,
yeah. That's what everyone else is doing. I just, like, my one, I think this one is pretty clear on who's going to go through and who's not going to go through. I mean, just based on the odds, there might be some surprises. I mean, like, Netherlands, Switzerland, Greece, Armenia, Norway, Israel, I would say Austria are all pretty much locks. I think Belgium is pretty much a lock too, unless like their staging really is off and just like falls flat. But I agree with you, Alex, that like the clip is going to be like the good part. So it'll probably go through. I like want Georgia to go through, but I feel like that is one that's like definitely on the cusp. That one could be replaced by Denmark. I feel like I don't want Albania to go through, but I feel like Albania always ends up fucking going through because people just like get off on that for some reason.
If you don't know why they get off on it, then I don't know what to tell you.
I like, get it. I theoretically understand. But I just like, I just don't want Estonia to go through because I like really hate that song.
Oh no, Estonia's absolutely going through.
Plus one, Bart, plus one.
You're both wrong. It's fantastic. It's going to go through. Everybody's going to love it.
I think it'll go through because people have no taste, but like, that is my opinion.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're looking for something that's like a little different and completely kooky, like, please do the Netherlands and not Estonia. Like, it's not that hard.
I don't know. I think you guys are the ones without tastes, but that's just my opinion. But no, I agree with most of what you guys said. Albania is, yeah, definitely a borderline. I think they just pull through. I don't know if it's a diaspora vote thing or because they just always like do end up kind of slaying the staging. But it is kind of, it's definitely a borderline and I wouldn't put money on it going through this year. Malta, I'm curious. I think it might get lost in the whole thing, even though it's starting. Greece is a shoo-in, Switzerland obviously a shoo-in, Czechia is a no. After Switzerland, like, it's just not going to happen. Austria is, I think,
shoo-in. Oh my god! I'm sorry. I need to defend my queen.
It's not going to happen, girly. I'm so sorry.
Am I at least going to get Jacko?
Can we mute her?
Armenia is going through. I think that's actually not really in contention. Like, it's between Denmark and Latvia, like, it's going to stand out. I don't think Armenia is in danger of not qualifying in this. I think, yeah, San Marino is obviously in danger. Georgia's in danger. Belgium is borderline for sure. Israel, it'll probably go through, unfortunately. I think a bunch of people are going to just be voting for it to vote for it. Yeah, Norway, Netherlands are shoo-ins. I'm curious. I think actually the Netherlands is probably just going to win this semifinal.
I completely agree. Yeah. I think that Netherlands would easily win.
It's not like a hot take. Isn't it like number one in the odds right now?
No, Switzerland is number one in the odds.
Two.
And it's, you know, also potentially a televote favorite, but I think, and we'll get to the grand final, who we think is going to win the whole thing, but I think it's one of those situations where I think the Netherlands is going to sweep this semifinal and then, you know, will not do as well in the grand final when it comes to televoting. But on that note, let us move on to our grand final predictions. So the odds-on favorites are, of course, Switzerland. Croatia is very close behind. And then Italy, Ukraine, and Netherlands are kind of dark horse for winners, at least according to the odds. Do we agree with that, do you guys think?
I would generally agree. I feel like Netherlands is definitely dropping. Croatia is up as of today based on the rehearsal footage. Again, we're recording Wednesday beforehand, which I just don't really buy. I still feel like people are overhyping Croatia a little bit. The staging looks really similar to the staging at, I forget the name of their contest.
Dora,
that's what I was, yeah, I didn't want to get it wrong. It just still comes off as messy to me. I just, like, something about it, just, like, it definitely could look different with a crowd, but something about it could look better. I feel like I put my money on Switzerland at the beginning. I'm going to stick with it. It's still my favorite song. It, like, I think that their staging is going to be innovative. It looks like, I like Nemo's outfit. I know other people don't like their outfit, but I like it. I'm pulling for them. I think that, like, it could definitely, I see the vision. Like, it could be really good. I still think the biggest spoiler would be Italy, because I think that, like, she is just so good, such a good singer. And I think that there's a lot of interesting dancing and staging on that. And it just, like, again, that like those, like that, those two are the ones that like really have winner moment for me. I mean, the one that could be really out of nowhere, I guess, would be Ukraine, if like they're still lingering, we want to send a message pro Ukraine. The Juice staging for Netherlands, I thought was going to be up there, and their staging just looks like a hot mess and kind of not, like, not as much of a fun way, and just a, like, you phoned it in a little bit hot mess way. I don't know. I feel like it's between those five. I don't really see anyone else pulling through, but you never know.
Can I think someone who's going to, like, not going to win it, but is, like, going to be in the top five just because of, like, their personality is Armenia. Like, I see that one just, like, swarming up to be, like, a Serbia last, you know, like, it's really going to surprise us and, like, be really excited. Well, 2 years ago. Really exciting. And I just saw, like, we saw footage of her performing just for, like, a Eurovision crowd with, like, no background or anything. Just her and the guy on trumpet, and everyone was, like, going crazy. Like, she has that energy, and like I said, on the podcast earlier, like, that component where she's, like, asking the crowd to, like, get in on it is, like, peak. Like, it's going to be good. That one, I think, is going to be a surprise. Other than that, honestly, I completely agree with you, Bart. I mean, I haven't seen any of the preparation footage for Nemo and what that staging is going to look like, based on what we've already seen of them performing on that TV show. I didn't think that that was, like, nearly enough to kind of portray the message, so that'll be really interesting. I do think that Joost has, like, the personality to really carry it. So that is one thing that, like, I could potentially see. I still want to see, like, Nemo do more performances than what I've seen them do so far. And Italy, I mean, they're getting my 12 points. Like, I love Italy. Is just
spoiler alert.
Fantastic. Well, is it a spoiler alert? Because
no. This
is usually what happens in Alex Len. I give my 12 points to Italy because they blow me out of the water every single year.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hot take on Armenia. Top five, I don't know. Based on that rehearsal footage, and I realize, like, first rehearsal footage is not particularly representative, but it seemed like they were just not bringing the energy. So I'm curious to see if they up the ante a bit when it comes to the actual, you know, performance at the contest. But TBD on that. I think going into rehearsal week, my dark horse was the Netherlands. I thought they would sweep the public vote and, you know, do well enough with the jury that they can potentially overtake Switzerland in the in the final count. Seeing the rehearsal footage, I don't know. I think it, like you said, Bart, it might be too messy, but we'll see. I think I'm not counting it out entirely. I think there's a world where this really resonates with people, but I think it's a little too early to tell whether they can really pull it off. Switzerland, too, I think, I see the vision. I'm also like, can they pull it off? What is it going to look like on camera? Is it going to connect with the voters? I think of those top songs, I think it's the jury favorite. I mean, I don't really think that's actually a question. I think Switzerland will actually just win the jury this time. But it remains to be seen who will kind of, will there be enough televote with jury for someone else to take it? I think Croatia second the odds. There, I can see. I'm starting to see it. I think I went into rehearsal week not being able to see it, but it seems like they're really kind of filming it in a way that almost like looks like a rock concert, and he does have like the kind of rock concert vibe, and I think that's going to really translate through the screen. The song is really, you know, it connects with people. People really like it. It's catchy. It's got like a, you know, a little viral moment with like the bridge dance. So I think based on what we've seen so far, I think Croatia wins the televote. Switzerland wins the jury. And it's just going to depend on the balance of who's going to get enough televote or jury points aside, like in the other direction to take on the crown.
Denmark.
I was going to say, I mean, I think that that's why I agree with you, Max. I think they're definitely going for the rock concert vibe. I think just, like, sometimes that, I don't know. I think it'll look a lot different with the crowd. I'm just not sure how it'll look. Because I feel like right now, that's definitely what it's missing. I just feel like off of some of the initial reports and, like, what we've seen so far, to me, like, Switzerland and Italy look the most like they really are playing to win and, like, playing to their strengths. Which, I don't know. I mean, that's also some bias, but I guess, like, I definitely will, like, withhold judgment until I see Croatia in the first one. But I just, like, I would have liked them to make a little bit more tweaks. I would have liked his voice to have, like, gotten a little bit more polished. I just, like, still feels, like, a little bit not where I wanted it to be. But I agree that they definitely still have a chance.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. And I agree with you in Italy completely that, and I think actually there's a world where Italy actually takes the jury vote. I think that's a really jury-friendly song.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I would say I could definitely see, I mean, I could see Italy winning jury, Croatia winning televote, and Switzerland pulling it out by being second in both. But
I think that's a really likely scenario.
I think Italy is going to be really popular with jury. It's just such an interesting melodically, lyrically song.
Are we saying someone is going to get Jan Ludwig?
Hey, we were right that Jan Ludwig won the jury vote, right?
Did he win the jury vote?
Yeah, I think. And then he tanked the tele, right?
Because that's why he was on the split screen where he looked so sad. Yeah.
Because he won the jury vote. Yeah, you're right. R.I.P. in peace to Jan Ludwig.
Like Europe said, it is too late for this love. Sorry. Gates closed.
Yeah, I don't know if jury and televote will necessarily agree on, like, the top or even the top two, but I don't think they're going to be too far off this year. I think it's going to be really close on all accounts, and it's just going to be, honestly, a handful of votes that separates the winner from second place and third place and possibly even fourth place. So, yeah, I think it's really up in the air, and that's kind of a first for the last couple of years. I think we're so used to kind of the winner being almost inevitable, and at least the last 2 years. So it's nice to see a contest where you're like, we really don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to be, the Swedes are going to be so frustrating about calling it. Like, they're going to take so long on, like, the final five. It's going to be so annoying.
Probably, but, you know, we'll be there. We'll be anticipating that win. Any other predictions for the grand final, and not just like placing in songs, but like what we're going to see from the host country, you know, the hosts, things like that. Anything you're looking forward to?
I was really hoping Cornelia Jacobs would be there. I miss her.
Anything's possible.
You'll be okay.
Will I, Bart, though? Will I?
I feel like we have to take bets on whether Mons shows up or not, but we can do that later on.
I think bets, he definitely is. Like, this is literally his only job.
It's funny because they haven't advertised anything about Mons being involved at all, but I don't know if that's like a fake out or because they're like, you've done enough.
Have y'all seen Mons in any other context other than Eurovision? Like, this is this man's career.
Yeah, me and Max send each other his thirst traps on Instagram sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go. Maybe he'll be thirst trapping it from home.
It's been a while since he's posted a good one, so.
Yeah, because he, like, had a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
Multiple kids, I think.
He's been dieting for Eurovision, so he can show up shirtless again.
That would not affect his body the way it would a woman. Thank you very much. No excuses.
All right, well, let us move on to, I'm sure, what you've all been waiting for, the announcement of our Star Spangled Jury. First, let's give our picks for our top 10.
Before we do that, real quick. So my friend just texted me her hot take and is saying that, and I think this is the only one out of us who's actually on TikTok, who says that Greece is being very underestimated because it is absolutely massive on TikTok right now and that it'll surprise everyone. So just wanted to share that information.
that tracks for the Gen Z fever dream of it all, but I feel like outside of that Gen Z component, I know, I feel like Grease will be everyone's, like, 3 points, so they'll do well. They might even get top 10. I don't think they're really in the running.
Yeah, no, agreed that it's not for the win. Just wanted to share that take.
Hot take. All right, well, Alex, do you want to give your points?
Oh, my God. Do I want to give my points? Sure. Starting with my 10 points, I have Azerbaijan getting, well, 1 point, like 10th place, 1 point. Netherlands, 2 points. Croatia, 3 points. Ireland, 4 points. Denmark, 5 points. Ukraine, 6 points. Armenia, 7 points. Czechia, 8 points. Switzerland, 10 points. And Italy with the deuce.
All right. Thank you, Alex. How about you, Bart?
Yeah, although, like, not as desperate as Alex, I do feel like I'm giving a lot of points to people who will no longer be with us after the semifinals. So I'm not really sure what to make about that. But I am giving 1 point to Latvia, 2 points to Moldova, 3 points to United Kingdom, 4 points to Netherlands, 5 points to Denmark, 6 points to Austria, 7 points to Australia, 8 points to Ukraine, 10 points to Italy, and 12 points to La Suisse.
All right. So my points. Well, thank you, Bart, for your points.
You're welcome, Max.
I meant to say. Anyway. All right, so my points, 1 point to Australia, 2 points to Switzerland, 3 points to Ukraine, 4 points to Croatia, 5 points to Estonia, 6 points to Ireland, 7 points go to Italy, my 8 points go to the Netherlands, 10 points go to Spain, and to probably nobody's surprise, my 12 points go to Norway.
Wow, I'm so surprised.
Max, when they see you gave 10 points to Spain, do they automatically fill out the census as homosexual for you?
I mean, yes.
Does Biden just like, yeah, we get it. Here's your PrEP prescription.
If you gave points to Spain or to Austria, like, they're just like, yay.
Okay, but, like, that only counts for homosexuals, not
lesbians are homosexuals, too.
Whoa, oh, my God, it's the wrong term. Yeah, cut it. That only counts for gay men. We're womos.
Well, we're going to teach Alex about sexual orientation before we go to Malmö.
Please cut that part. Thank you.
Leave it in.
No, I'm just saying. No, we're not keeping it in. I think that lesbians are not voting for Spain.
If you say that lesbians are voting for Czechia, I'm gonna shut down the podcast.
I mean, to be fair, I showed the final song for Albania to my queer friend, who was like, oh yeah, like that gets points. And I was like, did you like the song? He's like, oh, what song? There's the song. It's all looks.
It's all titties. No song. To throw back to the first episode.
All titties, no bars.
All right. Well, that means if we combine our points and adjust them for the jury score. So basically, for us, our Czechia comes in 10th with 75 points, tied with Australia with also 75 points. Spain and Ireland also both tied with 93 points. Oh, and Denmark as well. Then Norway in 5th place with 112 points. Netherlands with 131 points. In 3rd place with the jury is Ukraine, 159 points. Switzerland in second place with 224, and the jury winner ends up being Italy with 271 points.
Let's go! Let's go!
We picked them.
Wait, what?
Why are you cheering? That was our picks. That's the part we control.
I know. I'm just saying we did right.
We have taste, it would seem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the moment you all actually been waiting for, the televote, which was all of you. So thanks everyone who sent in their votes. We have a final result. So in 10th place with the televote is Czechia with 58 points. Lithuania with 65 points in 9th place. In 8th place, Ireland with 67 points. Then Greece with 78 points. Norway in 6th place with 92. Ukraine in 5th place with 117. In 4th place is the Netherlands with 121. And very close scores for places 3, 2, and 1. In 3rd place with 163 points is Italy. In 2nd place with 168 points is Croatia. And in the lead with 171 points is Switzerland. Woo!
Wait, okay, so can I ask how many people participated in our jury or in our televote this year? Okay.
Secret. Trade secrets.
Secret.
Cool, I thought I'd be in on it, but that's cool.
Well, the overall top 10, when we combine our jury votes with the televote points, the results are as follows. So, in 10th place is Armenia with 119 points. Czechia is in 9th place with 133 points. In 8th place is Spain with 145 points. Then Ireland with 160 points. In 6th place is Norway with 204 points. In 5th place is Croatia with 233 points. In fourth place is the Netherlands with 252 points. In 3rd place is Ukraine with 276 points. In 2nd place with 395 points is Switzerland. And in the lead with 434 points is Italy.
Let's go!
Yay!
And Bart, if it makes you feel any better, we have not once predicted the winner correctly. So
neither have I. Like the winner is going to be, like someone that we shit on earlier. It's going to be fucking Estonia.
No, it's going to be Denmark. or it's going to be Denmark, or it's going to be Czechia, and then y'all like if Czechia wins. Y'all have to do something for me.
Actually, I think I'm trying to think like what would make us universally upset, and I feel like if France won, we'd just all be like, "What the fuck?"
Oh yeah, that is a great Oh my god, that would be very unfortunate.
Okay. Let's talk about our five countries of shame. So France would be one. Like, don't want them to win. I don't want Albania is just boring. And if Greece won, I'd be annoyed. Also don't like, you know, Norway, personally. Okay. And I don't know how many Estonia. I need off, but you Yeah, Estonia would piss
you
me off.
You guys would be
too.
So mad if Estonia won. I'd be thrilled, honestly.
I mean, if they won, I would just laugh and like give up.
Also, like, if Ukraine won again, I would be kind of annoyed because I feel like I don't know. It's like a fine. It's like a good song, but like I don't think it's the best of the entries, and I don't think it should win.
Ukraine would be. I would say I wouldn't. I don't know if I would necessarily be disappointed, but it would be kind of a boring win. You know, when it's just like, ugh, okay, we get it. But I also do think that people have a bit of fatigue when it comes to that. I don't think it was really going to happen past 2022. Even though I think the song is great and the staging is great, I think people are a little fatigued with just kind of pity supporting Ukraine.
Wait, Max, going off of what you said earlier, maybe Luxembourg is going to win as like a welcome back.
They make it out of the semifinal. I don't think we can talk about semifinal borderline qualifiers winning. But all that said, I think any of the other four in the top five, Netherlands, Italy, Croatia, Switzerland, I would be happy with any of them winning. I know Italy and Netherlands have won relatively recently, so that'd be like maybe a little less interesting for next year as far as host countries go. But and it would be great to see Croatia eke out a win for the first time. Like, we love to see a country win for the first time. But that said, I think they're all really good potential winners, and I would not be unhappy with any of them winning. Even Ukraine, honestly.
I love everyone, so I'll be happy no matter who wins. I think every country is sending a really strong representative of themselves and their culture this year, and I'm just really excited to celebrate music and European unity and solidarity in Melbourne. Aww. Thank you.
I mean, technically, it's EBU unity, right? Like, don't exclude Australia and she who must not be named.
I mean, I feel like Europe is a state of mind based on the EBU and based on these countries. So, yeah, that's that.
If that's the vibe, then Netherlands is absolutely winning.
No, but they're messy. Right. Their staging is messy. So I want European unity and nice, clean staging. Thank you.
But they have a Euro Turkey.
I fucking hate the Euro Turkey. That thing is like some marketing person saw the Duolingo bird and was like, let's just like rip this off and like see how it goes for us. I'm not a fan.
I can't decide what I think about it. I have to see it in the staging, but yeah, that's a choice. It's a choice. All right. Well, that is our episode on our official predictions for Eurovision 2024. We will be in Malmö by the time you hear this, so we can't wait to see you guys at the club, in the arena. Say hi if you see us. And yeah. We'll be back after the contest with our debrief and our final thoughts on this year's Eurovision Cup. Thanks, everyone, for listening for a fantastic season so far. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Don't forget our handles.
Oh, yeah. I guess in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at @SSE_pod. Who knows? We might post something from Malmö, but traditionally, we don't really do any content during the week of Eurovision, so...
Max, are you going to live tweet the Euro Club for us this year? Be like, round 8 of Red Bull Vodkas, ask us anything.
I mean, if I have 8 vodka Red Bulls in, I will happily do an AMA.
If you see us around in Malmö, don't be shy to DM us being like, you guys are so beautiful and hot, and we really want to be your friends. Like, here, I have free tickets for more Red Bull Vodkas. You can meet me here to give them to you. Here's a cigarette. You know, like, we love fan mail. Because I think Max only tells us the good things that people write us. So, we're open to all. We're open to love. We're open to friendship.
Yeah, so that means that we're not really open to, like, hate, you know, like, if you disagree with us, we don't want to hear that. We only want to hear love and affection and agreement.
Echoing Jendrik, I don't feel hate. We don't feel hate.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. See you in Sweden.